You parents would do your children a huge favor if you went over some of the scriptures that we look at on a Sunday with them and say, what do you understand from this? And to go through some of the scriptures, you're doing them a huge favor if you do that. Amen? And you get interesting discussions going and you get them thinking about the Word of God, and absolutely wonderful. Amen? Praise God. It's called every spiritual blessing. Does that sound all right? Amen. Well, have a look at Ephesians 1 and verse 3. And it's good to actually look at this with your eyes as well as hearing this. This is worth taking in phrase by phrase. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Now, the first thing, if you have a look at the scripture, stay looking at it, because Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are there in that scripture. Have a look at it. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son, with every spiritual blessing, the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we see Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, who cannot be divided. They are one. They are the one true God. They set out their great plan in this verse. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. They set out their great plan to have every spiritual blessing given to us and continually ready for us to receive from. Wow. Every spiritual blessing. The question is, will I believe that? That's the question. You see, what the Lord is showing me, as we preach the word, your and my areas of unbelief, it's like a big wall sometimes, unbelief. It blocks people seeing the truth and actually living in the truth. But as we preach the word, the blocks are falling down. We're pulling down strongholds of the mind that say, I couldn't possibly be blessed with every spiritual blessing. Looking at my circumstances, it can't be real. We got to pull all that down. That's what the preaching of the word is for. Amen? So the first thing is to believe. Second thing is to receive. Does that sound complicated? I mean, I said to the Lord, count me in, Lord. You say every spiritual blessing, count me in for the lot. I'm receiving. And continue to receive from our living relationship with Christ. Praise God. I mean, so the blessing's all given. The blessing's all given. Hallelujah. And it's for us to take them. So God's divine power has given to us every spiritual blessing. It says in another place, His divine power has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. He's given you all things. He's given every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. So I thought, well, let's have a look at the word blessing. It means every good thing to cause you to flourish. That's what's been given by God. You see, blessing is the opposite of curse. We've seen Jesus curse a fig tree, shrivels up to the roots. Curse is everything dying and shriveling up. Blessing is everything flourishing and growing in life. That's what we've been given in Christ. So we've been given everything to cause us to flourish with every benefit, with all bounty, with grace, with favor, with support, with advantage, with help. You could go on forever with the list. Hallelujah. All in blessing. And it's every blessing. It's not I'll get some from God and I'm going to have to go digging around a few places to see if I can get one somewhere else. All from Him. So our loving Father clearly tells us where every, not some, where every spiritual blessing comes from. He says, in heavenly places. In heavenly places. So the first thing he describes about all these spiritual blessings that have already been given to us is that they are heavenly. They're not from the earth. They are all heavenly. Praise God. Every spiritual blessing that I might live well in the world. You see, that's the spiritual blessings are that I might live well in this world. But I'm drawing from outside of it to live well in this world. This is what the scripture is showing to us. So Jesus picks this up in John 16, 33. He says this, he says, in the world you will have trouble. You've only got to live in this world and you're in the middle of trouble. Is that right? You've got, I mean, do you live in the real world? Yeah, Jesus said you're living in the real world. You're surrounded by bills, by commitments, by relationships that are not so easy sometimes, and all kinds of challenges in life. And so Jesus says, in the world you'll have trouble. But he says, these things I've spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. You know, he's given a choice of two places. He says, you can live in the world. Or you can live in me. You live in me, you'll have peace. Even in the midst of challenge, even in the midst of difficult things, peace, because you're not living in them, you're living in him. Glory to Jesus. He's given us the answer. Praise God. We're not to live in the trouble. With our minds set on the trouble. You see, this is what can happen. And we've all done this. So you're in a challenging, in a different difficult situation, and you let all the ideas of that and all the trouble of that all fill your mind. Not a great idea. Praise God. With my mind set on all the trouble. I mean, some people take on the troubles of the whole world. They have a go at that. Have a look at their face. See how they're doing in that ministry. Christ Jesus offers us a life in himself that we might have peace, live in peace. Living with a troubled mind means you'll be no use to yourself. And living with a troubled mind means you'll be no use to anyone else either. See, some people are, I mean, we need to wake up. Daily you're ministering to yourself. Do you realize that? You are ministering to yourself, thoughts and ideas to yourself all day. And the question is, what are you ministering? Praise God. And so we're to minister Christ to ourselves. We're to minister everything he says to ourselves. And in Christ's peace, you find the wisdom of what to do. You see, if I'm all full of the troubles and I'm full of anxiety and I'm all full of worries, I'm not going to be able to think straight. If I'm in the peace of Christ, I say, right, Lord, this troubled water is all here, it's all around. I'm sitting down with you in peace. He who keeps his mind fixed upon the Lord. We live in perfect peace. And from that peace, you and I, Jesus, are going to discuss together and see together what the way forward is. Now it's a very different outcome because you're living from above and not from below. And Jesus says, continuing on the verse, he says, be of good cheer. Be full of joy. I have overcome the world. And I've put in brackets, and its troubles. Oh, no, he's overcome the lot. Now, what does that mean? It means that Jesus has gone through every trouble, including a false trial and execution on a cross, but he was raised out the other side of all the trouble. Raised out the other side of all the trouble. He rose into glory, and he now sits in the most exalted place in heaven. Doesn't end there. We, if there's anyone born again here, you have been co-crucified with Christ. And you have been raised with Christ. And you are now seated with Christ in heavenly places. Far above all rule, all authority, all power, any name that can be given in this age or in the age to come, you're seated above it in Christ. It's a God-given position. He's given us this position through Christ. Amen. So Colossians 3:3 says, you died. If you died, you've left all the trouble behind. You've left the power of it behind. You died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. Your position, my position now, is hidden with Christ in God. So I'm now sorting out situations and things in life. I'm sorting them out from this position of being hidden with Christ in God. Wonderful. Wonderful. The true life. This is the true born again life. This is the true born again life. You died, and your life is not hidden in the troubles. Your life is hidden with Christ in God and in every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. Praise God. Now, where has God the Father chosen specifically for me, you and me to live, for you and me to make our home? Well, look at Ephesians 1 verse 4. God the Father chose you in Him. That's in Christ. Before the foundation of the world. Father's chosen place for you, His child, to live is in Christ, in His Son, hidden with Christ in God. He has chosen that place for you and for me. The question is, will I choose to live in where He's chosen? That's the question. Will I live in where He has chosen for me to make my home? Praise God. In Him. What does it really mean? Have you ever thought, what does in Him mean, in Christ mean? It means in the most intimate, close, loving relationship that you never move outside. No, you never move outside it. That's what in Him means. In Him means you're out of everything that's not Christ and you're into everything that is Christ. That's what in Him is. Praise God. If you have the misfortune to sin, you're still in Christ. You're still in the one who will rescue you out. Praise God. I don't need to be fearful and despondent because I've sinned and said something that's not quite right and not handled things the best way. No, you're still in Him. And if you hold that confident position, you see, you're in Him and you're in God's presence, not by your efforts, not by your works, but by the blood of Christ. We'd never make it. We could never hold or keep this relationship. It's kept open for us continually by the blood of Christ. Does that bring confidence to us? Hallelujah. I don't have to think, oh, I've blown it here, I've failed here, I'm out. No, no, no. God the Father put you in. Sin can't take you out. You're in permanently. Because Jesus sees you finished and perfected forever, and He is going to having begun a good work in you, He's going to complete it. Hallelujah. Praise God. He's not surprised, and He's not amazed, and He's not shocked because we sin and say the wrong thing and do the wrong thing. He knew exactly what He was going to get. When He got you and He got me before the foundation of the world. And He's perfectly confident of a superb outcome. by the one sacrifice, he has perfected forever those being sanctified. Glory to God. So in him, close, intimate love relationship with him that I'm never moving out from, he is my constant delight. He is involved in every aspect of my life. This is in him. This is living in him. Praise God. I don't pick Jesus up and have a little Jesus on a Sunday and then back in the pocket and, you know, nothing to do with him during the week. No, that's not in Christ. That's not in Christ. I mean, you need to question, are you really born again? Because in Christ is in Christ. He is your everything. He's your all in all. If you're born again, he's your everything. It's not just a vague, flirtatious relationship here and there with, yeah, I don't mind a bit of that here and there. Not opposed to it. No, it's this is total real. This is reality in your life. This is the love of Christ in which you are so thankful to be living forever, and which you are constantly expressing your love and your thanks and your appreciation to him. It's wonderful. Where else could I choose to live if I don't choose to live in Christ? I've got a few suggestions. You could live in a troubled mind. You could take on all the troubles around you and you could live in that. See, we have the choice. As to where we're saying, no, definitely living with you. Definitely abiding with you. We've got the choice to make. That wouldn't be a great place, would it? Living in all the troubles. Living with a troubled mind. That wouldn't be a great one. A troubled mind will destroy you. You live in that long enough. You're destroyed with sickness and goodness knows what. I could live from this world. Leave God out. See, we've all had to go with this, with different things. You know, I can handle this all right. You know, yes, the Lord's there and he blesses me. Well, actually, I can handle this. It's a dangerous place. Beware you who think you stand. Is that what the scripture says? who are confident. You see, our standing is by the grace, by the power of God that we stay standing in this relationship with him. So I could live from this world. I could leave God out. I could look to my own abilities and the world for my answers. And so I had a little look at what the Holy Spirit describes concerning the world to see if that would be a great place to live in. It says darkness is the first thing. The darkness of this age. The corruption of this world. The pollution, that means the rotting of this world. The sin of this world. The lust of the flesh. The lust of the eyes. The pride of life, the whole thing lies in wickedness and it passes away. I don't think I'll live in that. Doesn't sound very good, does it? No, in Christ, the glory, the life, the light, the power, the goodness, the mercy, the grace. Wonderful. Live in him. I've been given him as a gift, as a free gift. I could live off myself. I could say, my life is hid with myself, and in myself, I'm hidden. Wrapped up in my ideas, wrapped up in my feelings, wrapped up in my circumstances, wrapped up in my worries, wrapped up in my anxieties. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Jesus, he's provided someone totally other than ourselves to live in, the perfect one, Christ Jesus. Is it wonderful? His loving Father has chosen for you and me to live in Christ, to be clothed with him, to be filled with him, to be in the center of every spiritual blessing flowing from Christ Jesus to us, who is our life. That's what Father's chosen. Praise God. That's what he has freely given to the one who will receive. Is it wonderful? Father said, my choice for you is in him. Jesus said, abide in me. No, live in me and you'll be all right. Hallelujah. Praise God. I've made a little note here that you don't wait for trouble to go looking for Christ. No. You build a strong relationship with him during all times. If times are good for you right now, praise God. And if they're not so good, they'll get better and better in Christ, clearer and clearer, and more wonderful for you in Christ. But you build your relationship with him in the good times. In the good times, constantly building this relationship, constantly speaking to him, constantly loving him, constantly blessing him, growing in an understanding of him, growing in the knowledge of him in this relationship, so that when challenges come, you're ready. You're strong in Christ. You're not thrown around. Praise God. So we're just finishing now with a few scriptures, but Jesus said, seek first. Seek first. Desire first. In other words, first thing in your life, the kingdom of God and his righteousness. No matter what your need, no matter what your trouble, no matter what your situation, seek first the kingdom of God. Well, if I'm seeking first the kingdom of God, I'm seeking what the king says. Is that right? So I'm seeking what the king says. And the king says, my choice for you is to live in Christ, my son. That's seeking first the kingdom. Seeking what he has to say. He said, I chose you in him before the foundation of the world. That's my choice for you. Seek first my kingdom. Seek what the king says. Seek my righteousness. My righteousness is that you live in him in every spiritual blessing, every heavenly blessing in Christ. That's my right way for you to live. In my son and from my son flows every heavenly spiritual blessing into your life. This is the kingdom. This is the kingdom. This is what the king has in mind. So if you put God's kingdom first, all these things will be added to you. Now, what were all the things that was being spoken about in the passage? It was all the material things. He says you put Christ first, what he says first, where he chooses you to live, and he says, you'll see, I'll start adding everything to you. He adds. He says, it won't be graft. It won't be hard graft. He says, you get your priorities right and put me first, and then you see what I'll add to your life. Glory to God. Everything that's needed. Amen. Praise God. Well, what have we looked at? God the Father has chosen one place and one place only for you and me to live in, his Son, Christ Jesus. In Christ is every heavenly spiritual blessing, and every spiritual blessing has been given to us freely and without cost. And lastly, the choice remains with us to decide where we live. Jesus said, live in me. Amen. John's going to lead us now in breaking of bread, and that'd be superb.
Amen. As the servers come forward, let's just focus.